Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
West
man.
Coast.
We got our family to build, man. It's been a minute since we've seen them, and they are back at it with their shit 2008. Finally available right now. Overdose in the build, man.
Hey. Hurry up and buy it.
Man, appreciate y'all coming through, y'all. Man. It's been a minute since we've seen y'all, man. It's great to have this album out for the people, man. I know the question everybody asked y'all, and I'm going to start off with this, man. The hiatus, bro. What was the whole point with that?
Ah, man.
Whole lot of gang shit.
A lot
of
politics. Like gang.
A whole lot of politics.
Was it real, like, seriously
real
bullshit?
Real life politics.
Because the last time we talked, I mean, you guys had just linked up with Pharrell. Y'all had dropped the single. I mean, things were looking up at that point. It was like a pause at that point after that. You know what I'm saying? So, for y'all shit mentally, was it like, y'all, fuck, we ready to do this shit? Like, but politics-wise, like, what? I'm not going to say specifically what was it, but was it something that you guys couldn't do, or was it something that was something somebody else's
shit? It's a lot that you can't control. It's just a lot, like, people don't realize this is, it's called music.
Business.
Business.
Right.
It's the business of music.
You feel me? The business part took longer than the music.
How were you able to stay patient throughout the whole process?
Oh, shit. We was. We was leaning on each other. I mean, you know, we still group. We still brothers. So, I don't know. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard at the same time. We knew it would work itself out. It was really not to put people's business out there, but like we said, a lot of political stuff going on.
Of course,
And it's the first time we were selling a record. Yeah, it's the first time we ever had anything on iTunes.
First time we had to worry about paperwork.
First time we had to do splits. First time we had to clear samples.
So y'all was just putting shit out rogue.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. But I think that's why.
We couldn't even shoot a video without stuff getting cleared. This is the first time that we.
And y'all wasn't used to
that. It went from shooting owing niggas for videos to
you can't even put it out.
A video.
Yeah, like,
get the fuck out of here.
So y'all wasn't used to the actual business of doing music. Yeah,
of course not.
Y'all just in this.
I mean, but who is?
Yeah,
if I hate saying the word, but I ain't gonna say that. But people of color, I hate saying minority.
I got you. Right. I got you.
But when you don't come from money, even if you white, like, how was supposed to tell you something if you make it to the NBA or get signed to a record deal and you got such and such money in your account to get to your family and take care of your friends and yourself? It was an aspect of that, but it was also, like he said, just getting the business side of everything together. Literally the first time we sold anything
crazy.
Other than a shirt.
I always talk about that, like, with people, especially, like, artists like yourselves who get that reality check. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, I think that somebody along the line should tell you.
We've always said, like, it should be a fraternity of artists instead of talking shit on a podcast.
Right.
Ships forming a fraternity like the older NBA players. And because we got friends that play in the league.
A union or...
We got friends that... I'm saying, we got friends that play in the league and play sports. And they tell us, like, well, we got the OGs look out for us. I don't know what to tell you. And it ain't like that in music.
Like, spiritually,
it's not like that.
Why do you think that is, though? I mean, you would think...
Because they want... to still be involved, and it is our job as the next generation to include them or pay homage.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to shout them out on everything or say, I got my style from them, but you're supposed to look out for the people who paid away. And I think it's a give and a get. Like, we don't do that, but they also in a mode to where they're not making, because it's hard to make money doing rap for a long period of time.
Very true.
Only Neil, his grandma touring with Neil Diamond still, but that ain't
who
rap.
Who else is out on Neil Diamond, like, status?
It's hard to do that. When you get vengeful and in that state of mind, like I've been at times, you get younger at the people who prosper in it.
That's
and I don't place blame on them, but it leaves this gap.
But I would think that the cats that are successful at doing it, that's been in that situation and that want to look out for the younger generation, would do that.
They're still successful.
Crazy. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
And when we don't learn from the people who look like us, we start turning into people that help us get us successful.
But
if that's cutting people off,
if
that's people telling you to not hang with that certain crowd, and now you don't know nobody that's waking up in your damn house.
Right.
I'd rather be the nigga stand down the street from homegrown and waiting on my shit to come out.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, you guys came. I mean, I remember, like, well, we all still young, but relatively, but I remember, like, when I first heard of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
We was at your house.
Come on, man.
That's why we are never not turning
y'all doing your thing. Y'all been doing your thing,
man.
But you still in the same spot you was at when you first started, baby.
Got to, man.
I love it.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. This is what I was going to say. Y'all being young, coming up, say there was an OG to come around and be like, hey, this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you handle this. Do you listen to them? Because I think a lot of artists are
say that again.
Nope.
No, exactly. And that's
You listen to them and you take what you take, but you learn from experience. We are creatures of habit and, like, experiences. Like, It's like your parents. You don't listen to your parents until you go through what they told you.
I listen. Like, but I mean,
you listen to a certain extent.
Right. But that's not the voice of everybody, too. And that's why I love about us being in a group.
Exactly. Everybody has
their
own. It's
the fact that that's the attitude he got.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fact that a lot of OGs got that attitude. But what about the niggas who want to listen?
Right,
right. We could have learned. Think about Unsung, all the Unsung. The same fucking story with every fucking music. You know, group, whatever. Yeah, yeah. That's just money. The success story. It come
exactly,
like that.
Exactly.
We just had to live it. We knew it, but we just had to live it. So now it's like, okay, we know the game. We know what the ticks, all the ticks is.
Yeah. Halfway.
Now,
talk about the positives of the weight, though, because I think personally that you got time to actually live. You know what I'm saying? It makes for better music. You know what I'm saying? And the timing is right, too. Like, nowadays, I don't know as far as the business or anything, if the streaming aspect helps out more than it would have a couple years back. But do you guys see any positives to the fact that, okay, it took a little longer?
A lot of positives.
The positive for me is we finished recording the album 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. We finished it.
Gotcha.
That means we started recording it 2010.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? The songs was coming from back then, but people still fuck with them songs
to this day.
In 2017.
You know, it's timeless.
February.
That's amazing.
Happy about that.
Yeah, no,
that's
up.
What I'm proud of. But you know what I'm saying?
Because a lot of people would say that too. They'd be like, well, you know, the timing is a big thing. The audience now may not pay attention. I mean, we know it's a microwave generation. You know, people pay attention to shit, and 6 months later, it's a whole different thing. But that's one thing that I did appreciate. When I heard it, I'm like, oh, they still on their shit. This shit is timeless. I still fuck with it. House Party is my fucking record, by the way. That's my shit.
We really had a house party in the studio, too, when we did that.
That shit is our Terrence Martin did that shit.
We might need your help for the video.
Let's
have a house party.
It happen, dude.
What's
I fuck with that. I fuck with that. No, I like that. But I like the synergy in the group, too, because, like you said, it's different personalities. You might agree with some shit. You may not agree with some shit.
Oh, we disagree all day.
But I think that makes
But that's why our music sounds the way it does.
Exactly.
And that's what you can't put a time mark on that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it also the positive of it is showing ourselves too. Like, dog, we still homies after all of that shit.
But to what extent though?
It's nothing that they can say to me to make me not.
All right, so let me ask you this.
It's nothing that they can say to me.
All right, glad you said that.
It's more serious. We treat each other more serious.
I'm glad you said that. So let's say, for instance, one person, not two, one person voted for Trump.
Yeah. He said, I did.
You voted for Trump?
Kareem didn't vote for Trump, did you?
Yes.
You voted for Trump, motherfucker, did you? For real? Get the fuck out of here.
Are you serious?
We playing.
That'd have been hilarious.
I was about to say.
Who voted this year?
Yeah. Hold on.
In this room, who voted?
I voted.
I'm not going to lie. No, I'm not going to lie. This last one I did.
Yeah, I fuck with Bernie either.
Last time I voted was the first time Obama
got in office.
I voted for bro, and they sent me a letter saying thank you for your
bro
vote.
Didn't count.
But it didn't count.
And but check this out. Look, between us, let's do this.
Wait.
How many of us voted this year? Raise your hand.
I voted.
So 1, 2, 3. And then 1, 2, 3. So literally 50-50.
Split down the middle. Straight up.
I'm comparing this to black folk. You can go look at the census. Black people didn't vote this year.
Right. Touche.
Because we don't vote for this year.
Fuck it.
They gave us a black president.
You cannot be for nobody.
You don't try to throw us off with this nigga and a thing?
Yeah.
So, he said in a thing.
I mean, politically, when it comes to us, we got some of this. We got the same political views, though.
Yeah,
that's the truth. So it's more with us. It's little stuff with us. Like,
but one
we
thing
boys,
I can say, bro, did some cool shit for the small business owners and shit
what
like
you
that.
Talking about right now?
He's a small business owner.
You talking about Trump?
Yeah, fuck Trump.
Trump did some small business owner.
That was
type
a cool
shit.
Little, you know.
It was like, all right.
We're not here to get political.
Some of the shit that
we dropped Rich White Friends 2 years ago.
Which
so come on,
man, fuck
too,
Trump.
Man. And I like the fact that you guys use your platform for shit like that too.
We said that too. Before the locker room
honestly,
talk video,
though, like,
all that
it doesn't
shit.
Matter who our president is, nigga. We gonna live how we live. That shit never changed our lives.
Of course,
as minorities, niggas and Mexicans, and like we always gonna figure out a way through it.
Yeah, Tomas, you see that? You feel me? About you too?
Yeah,
like, we always gonna figure out a way through it. White people might panic. Oh. Right. This is y'all. Like, nigga, this shit didn't change. What changed? I don't
know. Well, you know what changed? My motherfucking, my health shit went up $100.
See, I don't got month. No health shit. I
per month.
You. You're no talking about shit. Your so
you talking about some real, you, like,
for the
you 60 feel
million
me?
Black and
I ain't never had
people,
no health shit.
It's not that. Nobody worry about that. My we done live without health insurance and without money for food.
Right, bro.
There's always going to be a doctor.
Health insurance right now is $400 a month.
I got you. We ain't even making enough money to pay taxes.
Right.
To get fined for that. What?
Hey,
touche.
That's what I'm saying. That's our state of mind. So what the fuck I'm about to vote for? Y'all think about the last
year. On some everyday shit, like for real. But I do.
No, this the, no, okay, that's the roles of the verse. This is the first time in life I have had health insurance.
Right. But I'm saying right.
And it fucked you
but
up.
It's that
fucked me up. You know what I'm saying?
How much you gotta pay
all this health shit.
I bet you to get hurt, you to get sick.
Ain't nothing happened in all these years. And now you got fucking
the main thing about that is the dollar sign. The only reason why it's something is because you're in a better financial state now that you wasn't used to being in.
Right.
But people who come for money never have to worry about health insurance.
Touche.
Even middle class, you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Black folk got to work to get to middle class.
I ain't had to worry until I turned 26.
We worry about the regular shit at 26. Crazy. Shit that people was worried about.
I was on my parents' shit until I was 26.
Exactly. No, I get you. One thing I do want to commend you guys on too as well. Like, and of course, we've known each other for years, but I do like that documentary that you guys just put out. Because it gives a little more insight to who you are. Like, again, I know you guys for a minute, you know what I'm saying? But it went a little deeper on some shit. I'm like, I didn't know you went to college. I didn't know you went to ASU, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know that Kent, you and P started the group a while back, and you guys was in the motherfucking crowd. Like, and you was, you know what I'm saying?
Mama.
The little mama in the stage. Like, if you guys haven't seen the documentary, check it out. It's on homegrownradio.net. But I love the backstory that you guys tell. I felt like throughout the years, we never really got that from you guys. You know what I'm saying? So, again, this is perfect timing for the album to come out and you guys really provide that story as well. And you guys have been, like, dude, I feel like you guys don't get enough credit that you should definitely deserve.
Don't worry about that.
Hell,
all the people we listen to, they didn't get the credit.
You
like, we listen to the Outkast.
The people that we listen to,
uh-huh.
The people that we look up to, they didn't give you that.
Right.
They didn't give you no document. They didn't give you no interview and shit like that. Like,
the slum villages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't know nothing about slum.
You don't know nothing about
music.
Certain old, you know, all of the fucking people from what's the shit? Our boys. Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh,
you're not getting no fucking Parliament Funkadelic Snapchat story.
So that's what I want to ask you though. Like, so being in this new generation, you guys just come from the era where I like to say it's like kind of same thing with us as far as radio. We came from the era of people being mystique to now the transitional era where everything is out there. So you kind of got to play both sides. How do you deal with that being in that middle? You know what I'm saying?
It's stressful. It's four of us here. We always ease each other too when we're around each other. So it's not too much pressure.
Gotcha. It's not our job to call ourselves nothing. It's the fans' job to call us what they want to call us.
Gotcha.
We got to just be ourselves. And whatever they call us is...
It is what it is.
He was already
having
that shit.
That's not what we
are,
but like that's a piece of what we are.
Yeah.
It's up to the fans to catch on. We can't. We ticking this morning. I was telling niggas like, why niggas don't get it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Music is good.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why niggas don't get it, but it's not up to us to worry about that. They keep telling me that.
Hold on, you got
it. Came out with a good album.
Yeah.
Did that motherfucker go on platinum in the next 2 months?
Right.
Hey, that's what let me ask y'all opinion on this, and y'all can answer it one by one individually. Because I got into an argument. He's still laughing at me. I got into an argument with a fan or whatever it was over the fact that Kendrick Lamar, when he dropped Damn, right? So Dot dropped Damn. 2 days later, they talking about it's a classic. 48 hours later, right?
Yeah.
You ain't even live with the music yet.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? So, but then also, on the flip side of the thing, and I got this from the iPhone that just recently got released, where they only allow people 24 hours to review the product before they dropped it to everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which would you prefer? Would you prefer, like, it's a gift and a curse.
A year later.
Should be the standard before
that's when you should rate an album.
Rate an album.
A year later.
6 months? What you think?
6 months to a year.
6 months.
I don't know, man. That
I know as soon as I hear
at least
my
a month.
You know
at least a month. Like, if you ain't roll with an album
that's
in your car for a week straight, if it can't stay in your CD player, it's not classic. And we don't got a lot of music like that no more.
And that's cool.
But it's up to you. It's all up to the person. People could think Gucci Gang is classic.
Right.
True.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that shit just came out. That's not a classic.
So you say a week. I mean, a month. You said a year. You said a month, right?
A week.
At least a week. You got that's kind of short though.
Yeah, but you got. But
to say an album is classic.
But if you listen it, like really, an album is not a classic until you forgot about that motherfucker, and then you bring it back. Like,
first of all,
like 2-3 years later.
We being selfish as fuck. Like, y'all comparing, I feel like, music to the times differently. We didn't have iPods or iPhones where you can listen to your shit either,
the
all day, every day.
Way different.
Touché.
We did after ninth grade. Like, I had an iPod in ninth grade.
Well, then, you was privileged, see?
Okay, I'm talking about a child.
You didn't have health insurance, you had an iPod.
If I was privileged, right. You was privileged, ain't that a bitch? Too. Because if I had an iPod, the homie could borrow my shit.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, privileged, you was privileged, too.
Even then, an iPod wasn't an iPhone. Like, it's getting faster. It's going to get to the point where you can touch the side of your head and hear your baby.
That's great. You laughing. That's some
real
shit.
I'm not laughing.
No, that's what I'm saying. You laughing.
I watch
that's some
too much
real
Black
shit.
Mirror to be laughing.
That's some real shit, though.
I was just taken aback by the fact that
it's the person. Yeah. But we gotta
here's
stop trying to be like each other. That's all it is.
But
you
here's
can't
the thing.
Say something tight because
yeah, you
DJ
can't compare
Head said
yourself
it's
to somebody.
That's
else.
What's weird.
That's what's going on.
No,
that's
I agree
going,
with you.
No, that's
I agree
what's
with
really
that.
Going
that's
on.
What's that's what I said.
Of people, it becomes a topic to talk about on Twitter when you go to your Explore page and then you agree with it.
Cause that's like it's some niggas,
cool.
It's some niggas down the
you're
street
literally
right
not
now
cool, you corny.
Doing a radio show, like how y'all doing, and they might like get to y'all status, but like, bro, it's not y'all.
It's not y'all. True. How are you gonna say that? I've never been a fan of that. Never been a fan of comparing anything to anybody.
Yeah, I don't like the
even the way that you retain music. Like, nigga, when I hear a beat, I start rapping. I'll tell you, I'll do my part in 20 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't like the. I agree with you. I don't
that's
like
how
the
I listen to music.
Collective
though,
thought
too.
Process.
It's like,
collective
I know
thought
I'm about
process to me is like a negative thing. Yeah. But
everything you got to understand that everything is moving faster. We got another sun that's coming into our orbit.
I don't know
like
about
we're
that.
Going to the go- yeah. Like we're going into the like. The
so what's going on with the sun?
Like it's know. Just our brains. Everything
disclaimer.
Is moving faster. Everything is moving faster
gotcha.
Right now. Everything is like this.
You need to shade up.
And there's a difference between classic and timeless.
Yeah.
Well, how about that? Can
yeah,
you
I can
say
see
that.
That. Yeah,
that's
true.
Can we just say like this is a classic, but right, this is timeless? Like Stevie Wonder's song is in the you. That's it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
So name a classic song and a timeless song.
Come on, man. Classic is think. Snoop Dogg drop it like it's hot. Timeless is Snoop Dogg and Pharrell that girl.
Yeah.
Now what?
I don't know.
That's mine. I'm saying that. See that's how you just judged it.
Everybody's different.
Timeless right. is
that's
never
timeless.
Too much.
Yeah.
Luther Vandross
never,
never
too much.
Never
that's
too
much.
That's timeless. That's timeless.
But that's going out soon.
You think so?
No, that ain't going out.
Lil Nas X, my daughter. That's and not our generation is not finna.
They not fucking with
when
it.
When they have kids.
Yeah, all my kids is gonna
when
mess
they have
with
kids.
It, but like other people's kids might not.
Their kids not gonna mess with
they
it.
They not fucking with
but
it.
You,
nope.
But
you see, would, it's all about the person.
You would play
really
that. No,
that's
the time.
The person,
really. Nah, but you said that's all about the person.
That's
brother.
The time, though.
What if,
okay.
No,
that's
no,
like
no.
James Brown. I love him to death, but he's
but what if
almost
what if what if what if P's playing that in his household and his daughter, you don't have no kids yet, right?
No,
his
no,
daughter
no,
is
no,
listening
no.
to that.
Not that you know of.
His daughter is
not.
Yeah,
I know.
So that's what
I know.
He got one lurking.
But that's
trust
all
me,
we can
I
depend
know.
On.
He got one
literally.
Lurking.
Time. Gotcha.
We can't.
He got
we
one
can't.
Lurking. He got one lurking.
We can't bank on what you said to apply to his child's child. That's what I'm saying.
Got you.
It's more of a. It'll be more of a. If we were literally gonna do that, I would be more correct because mine is literally came
yeah,
out later.
Right.
And that's just like with Cab Calloway in them back in the day. We don't listen to none of the shit that was cracking at the Harlem Renaissance. But we know about the Harlem Renaissance.
Very true.
And that's what we need to focus on more. And not the fucking what other people saying is cool. It's what was literally cool. Not what everybody talking about what was cool. And that's what it's turned into.
Because give me two per. I need two per so I can get the stuff in my Air Force
that's
One.
That's going
to be on. That's not gonna be like really
you
like a
as long as it's Air Force
like
One,
kids.
It's gonna turn into a classic.
Right.
And you're gonna be scared.
Yeah, it's not
as long as it's Air Force Ones, that motherfucker might be timeless.
So
well, I mean, I don't know. Can you say about that? Listen.
I'm just saying if
Timeless is confused,
my Adidas.
But guess what we talking about?
My Adidas
music.
Run DMC.
See, and this is missing too.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers ain't doing this no more.
You gotta have a dialogue.
This is in 140 characters.
Yeah, very true.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
Well, see, the reason why another thing that I wanted to touch on is because I noticed like everybody's antagonizing the Jay-Z situation. You heard about that with the ticket sales and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, basically, like they selling the tickets for as low as like a few dollars.
But it was.
But it's just an attempt. It's a marketing thing. It's a marketing thing. It's a marketing thing to open it up to everybody who can't necessarily afford to go. I could never afford to go see Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
So Now you can. Now everybody can afford to go see Jay-Z. But
then
I think that's why everybody went.
Black
J. Cole, right.
That's why everybody
But I'm just saying, like you say, attest to the times. 10, 15 years ago, you couldn't go to Jay-Z if you didn't have the bread.
That's the wrong test, I feel like.
But what I'm saying to you is
what kind of show is bro going
to
give off?
No, what I'm saying to you is if you pay attention to, like you said, it's all relative to what's going on. Right now, if you talk about something that's classic, like all the shit y'all just talking about that's classic, you can't still have that same experience because it's not in that time frame. Some Jay-Z shit that was the shit to us in our teenage years.
And that's why it makes it a classic because it puts me back in that
Jay-Z
time frame.
Jay-Z is classic, bro.
Is it classic or is it time?
Yeah, but not to somebody who's 15.
Okay, classic, you're right. So classic depends on the time frame. And if it's timeless, you can listen to it anytime. Classic is the time frame.
That's the birthday song. That's
2001.
It'll take me back to that time.
Exactly, to that time. The Chronic 2001
song is
wait, hold on, what'd you say?
The Chronic 2001. That's timeless music, but it's more so classic. For that point in time. Eminem.
Daquan Hood Hop is classic.
That's a goer.
That's classic. That's classic. Hurricane Chris.
Negative.
Niggas not playing that no more.
That's classic.
Negative.
It's classic. It's not timeless. It's not timeless. It's classic.
Negative.
If we put that on, you're going to remember exactly what you was wearing.
Hey, baby.
No.
Hey, baby, it's not classic.
Negative.
See, but that's
no. Low key.
It's not timeless.
No. And
it's not timeless.
It's not classic or timeless.
It's classic. If a nigga put on Hey, baby, and your shit, you ain't gonna dance.
No.
Nah.
But a nigga put on Some Cup by Trillville. Nigga put on Some Cup by Trillville.
That's classic. Go up. That's classic.
That's my shit.
That's not timeless, though.
No, that's timeless, damn near.
Nah, that's.
Nigga, we go. What?
So check this out. How?
All right.
It's all on the person.
We talked about
that ass up. It's time.
Everybody talking.
We were talking about get you a father, right? Yeah. And
June is
a father.
The baby's daddy.
Okay. Yeah. Cream is half of that.
Cream, I'm
Cream
surprised
got one floating somewhere.
Everybody surprised.
Hey, I'm surprised. My mama's surprised.
Damn. So how
you got mad at me for my tweet?
How has fatherhood changed you guys?
I would honestly say it was right before even having a child. When we went on tour, I saw so many young white kids in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I knew, like, dog, when we making this album, we got a bigger, I see now from traveling, I mean. So I even started changing, like, you know, the lyrical content or just the, you know, how I would say a metaphor or something would be a little bit more tucked as opposed to saying this in
just
the third. But
out there.
Once you do that, you still got your fans or your homies that say, I like it when you rap like this.
Like the raw version.
It changed you.
Yeah, yeah.
But just not to the core.
It just makes you cognizant of what's going
for
on.
Sure.
What
it, for sure. For sure it makes me
bro,
think
didn't
more.
Even rap before we taught him, like, nigga, rap, nigga.
Get that shit out there. Get it off, rap, man. Why
yeah,
not?
I started rapping for like a year.
Wait, so.
Like, bro, nigga,
so,
with the bars.
What about fatherhood for you? Like, because he tucked. You said fatherhood.
No, I'm lying. Nah, he ain't a father.
I was like, we don't know.
Nah, we don't know him.
Don't try to act like that didn't happen.
Nah, he ain't got it.
Like I saw him look. I saw him look.
Nah, he looked at me.
Nah, he did.
Come on, guys, catch me
like that because
I'm a protector.
I'm a protector. I can tell y'all how they changed from the outside perspective.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Just from knowing niggas before they had kids and all the shit we used to do, I would say niggas are still the same people. We the same people, but when you see these niggas with their kids, they be like, it's just all responsibility. It's like, man, I'm a. It's not like we in a group no more. It's
right,
like,
right.
That
shit,
nigga's a man with his kids. Like,
I ain't gonna
you know
tell him
saying?
Shit. I'm gonna leave him alone.
It's a whole different tick. So a lot more mature kids bring maturity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And Jim matured a little bit more than me. Because he had a daughter.
Like
a daughter and son thing. Like, you know, a son, like,
a little bit more.
I had a son, so I'm showing this nigga how to be a nigga.
Yeah.
Like, he got to show her, like, what she should expect from a man.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, it's like.
It's way more critical to me. That's why I say I stopped rapping for a year.
I still do bullshit just to let my little nigga know, like, this was you supposed to do some bullshit as a nigga. Like, you supposed to do some bullshit, nigga.
Bullshit like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, be like that.
I'm a bunch of picking up and consoling.
Yeah,
so,
that's crazy.
I hate that shit.
It gets
consoling
slow.
And like all that.
I'm about to have my little dude tomorrow.
I just don't. I don't. Whatever. Go ahead. I feel that should be annoying. Like, what are you crying for?
I love it, man.
One thing that I find interesting, man. Everybody know, you know, Cream. You, the mascot of the group. I like to say, right? Listen.
The spirit. That's the glue.
Right. Okay. The glue.
That's what we say.
Okay. So the glue. Either way, right?
Cream is the group.
Yeah.
In most situations with groups like this, you still see somebody like that rap, or get on the mic sing something. Why hasn't that take place with you?
He has.
I'm rapping on Life also.
You ain't heard Cream Spit?
Cream Spit?
Nah.
Drop some new music. I done dropped on like 3-4 tracks.
But if you listen to Boom, he got the best verse on our last tape.
No. Hey, so we was at Complex Con.
I'm something this week for you.
Nah. Nigga at Complex Con. What'd he tell you?
He said, man, Cream, hold on, Cream. You are the best nigga. No, wait, damn.
You the best nigga in the group that don't drop no bars.
He said, you the best nigga on the mic that don't got no bars.
I'm telling y'all, bro.
I said, damn.
He dropped at least two to three verses on Boom, bro, and he has the most classic verse.
Yo, so why not do it more then?
No, because it's a feeling with our group.
Oh, he all over the Cheetah Boys.
It's a feeling on the group. Okay. Like me, I'm more of a ratchet dude.
Gotcha.
So like all the like the real little. Nah, I'm gonna come on some ratchet shit. Hey, I'm gonna turn it up.
It'll make sense when it's time. And he begs for the slow songs.
Yeah. I do all the slow jams.
He wanna be there.
If y'all wanna, 212.
Yeah.
212. Thank Cream.
Okay.
I had to tell June to do his verse over.
Fuck out
of here. I said, June, you have to do your verse over.
We need a penny dropper, bro.
Come first. That was his idea. Come first was his idea.
Okay,
come
so
first.
I stand corrected. What I do also, like, again, a part of the documentary is P, how the crib was pretty much the place where a lot of stuff took place. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talk about Homegrown Radio, how the apartment in La Mole was like the renaissance.
That was it.
Right down the street. So your crib was kind of the same thing, and how all this shit happened. Man, kind of talk about that and the energy around that time, around 2008, 2009, when this shit started kicking off.
Man, we was all finding ourselves. Like, just be like, who we about to be?
Yeah.
And then it kind of made it easier.
Yeah, who we wanted to be.
Yeah, we was trying to figure it out, and then kind of just being in the group made it. It was like, okay, this is who I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm an artist. These are my friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is what we do. And my house was the headquarters for at that time. It just gave us a spot to where we didn't have to always be out, and we could be like centered, like,
right. You know what I'm saying? Because
y'all know how easy it is to get caught up in some shit in LA.
Exactly.
This wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, my parents, they would let us smoke back there as long as we kept it in the house.
Like, his parents would see us walking through the side, and like, if it was a homie that they didn't know,
they'd be like, what the fuck?
Nope. Oh, they on one.
Yeah. But if they see y'all, they good.
They see the fro walking through.
They're like, oh, okay, he's cool.
Because
at the end of the day, they probably know you guys wasn't up to no bullshit.
It wasn't stressful or nothing. It was just
so your parents was all cool with the smoking and the meat.
They was at the time.
Nobody's parents was cool. It was just like, if y'all gonna do it at the crib.
Go here. They didn't want us out driving around getting high and all that shit.
At least June is passed out in my backyard. He ain't passed out at somebody's party.
June used to sleep on my couch, faded. Every day when my mom used to come back home from work.
Tattoo daddy.
Why is he always asleep?
Because he wasn't used to the weed.
Wait, my bad. What did you go to school for?
Nothing.
I'm saying, what were you trying to major
because
in?
Because ever since I was little, nigga, my family told me.
No, I know.
College,
I know they pushed you. I know they pushed you. But I'm
college,
saying,
what did you go for? I played football, for kinesiology. Like sports medicine.
Got you.
That was my major.
Of course, yeah, everybody do that shit.
That's my major.
Some easy shit.
Some bullshit.
I wasn't in school.
He was out.
That boy was tough.
I was in school as long as I was on the football team.
How long was that? Yeah, exactly.
Like a year.
You know what?
You feel me?
June
two semesters. And then in the third semester, I acted like I was in school still, but I was really going to the JC down the street.
June did me cold 1 year, so I'm still in high school. I'm the youngest one. So I go out there for a college visit.
On his college visit, I turned him up.
On a college visit.
I'm
trying to follow him, but our coach put us in a far-ass hotel room, like away from the city.
Yeah.
I'm telling him, bro, come
pick
get
me up
from the crib.
Pick me up.
Man, AZ, come pick me up. He turned his phone off.
He wasn't fucking with you.
No, I was too far.
He wasn't fucking with you. If y'all know June, you know my shit on 12 right now.
Damn.
My shit died.
I was far. I was sad.
Thing in the documentary, how, not just going back on that for the folks that haven't seen it, is how organically you guys all just found each other again. Like, right. Yeah, going to school, yeah. And you coming back, you trying to link up with certain motherfuckers.
It was cream.
And didn't know. It was like, oh, shit.
It was cream.
That's what I'm
saying.
Wow. He was looking for cream. Uh-huh. And cream was where? With me.
You, exactly. Then after you've known this nigga since you was four.
Then like, after that, we was together for a month straight. We was together for a month straight.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
We was together for a month straight.
Who, you and who?
Like after, oh, right
it was
after
so,
that,
it was after so we linked back up, it was like, every day, oh shit, it's every day. It's, oh hell no.
A month straight, every day.
Every day. Every day. We walk in the pee house.
And it would be like little shit that would come up like every week. Like the first week was June, we smoke a lot of kush. Well, I smoke a lot of kush too. Then the next
I was scared to tell them who like, I really was.
Yeah,
the
we'd be like,
no,
we was. The next week it was like, look, bro, we pop pills. We do ecstasy. Pop pills like Mac Dre. He said,
I'm pop pills.
He said, what? I've been wanting to tell y'all that the whole time, but I didn't want y'all to think I was weird.
Like, nah,
it
y'all.
Went up.
It's like, yeah, then that's we what went made to the studio, and he went to the studio. Like,
that's what made overdose. Then P will watch us all the time.
Yeah, wouldn't get into
it. P was the nigga that would be up with us all the time.
I'm a designated driver still. Still to this day, I'm
so you the responsible motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm watching homies, making sure
you don't drink or smoke or nothing like that.
I do it, but I don't do it when I'm with homies.
And we talking about especially you. This was back then. We were 19.
Right, like turn up.
Even the people. We still got homies that's just trying Molly and shit. Right. Like, what? We
like, y'all should have been
y'all talking
doing
shit about us.
Right, right.
When we was 18.
I had a thing I thought was the world. They like, oh, that, who, her?
Nah.
I went to school with her.
Yeah, you did. You got on topic.
Huh? Almost.
Nah, yeah.
What was her name? Like, that's I knew he was going to do it. That's what I was waiting on.
Somebody tell me your name.
I don't even know.
You ain't going to get me, Ricky Bobby. No.
Now, okay, so you talked about, you know, working on the album. The album's been done since, what, 2010? No, 2012, 2014. Oh, okay, so.
The mixes have been done since 14.
What was the last song that you recorded for the album? What was the one that completed it? Even though, obviously, time went on, you didn't get a chance to make
it.
Million.
It was either 10 million or
Terrace. That they didn't even put on the album.
Party. It was either House Party or 10 Million.
The last song
yeah,
we did,
and I dropped bars
album,
on that, too.
The last song we put on the album ain't even on the album.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What's the name? The Message.
Oh, yeah.
And I borrowed the Message, too.
That was the last song we did for the album.
Wow. A lot of good songs didn't make the album.
Is everybody on every song?
Not every. I'm not on Cushion Red Wine.
But he know he petty. What? Like, no, I ain't on Kush. I ain't on Red Wine.
No. I can tell you the story. No. Hold on. It ain't no bad and bougie shit. It's they came.
Whoa! No, that's it. That was it.
Look, let me tell you what it was.
Hey.
Did y'all get that?
Basically.
Do it look like I got left on Kush?
No.
Do it look like I got left on Kush?
That ain't what it was. You feel me? That ain't what it was. That's Mando, not what it was. What it was they one day I wasn't at the studio. They recorded the song. I hear the song, and it's perfect already.
That's bullshit.
I'm not going to try to touch it.
No. For real, it's some songs like that homies will do without me, and I'll be like, I don't even know what to say on this motherfucker.
Let it rock.
Like, I don't even know what to say on this motherfucker.
So, it's really like an
interview. That's like doing like a that's the reason we haven't had a real mixtape, because we respect music too much. Like if we got on an Outkast song.
Hold on. Who's on the least like, amount of songs?
Me.
Scream.
All right.
But he's not the rapper. He the glue.
Gotcha.
We don't know. Right. We don't know because it's a feeling. Like, it's a
so
lot.
So you don't
it's
know ahead of time who's going to be on what?
No.
Got you. Okay, good.
Nigga, we can make a song with 10 people, and if you don't make it, you don't make it.
Well, how do you just, what's the criteria?
There's no criteria.
No criteria.
So what
it's
the fuck
feeling.
You mean
it's
you don't
a,
make
it's
it?
A feeling.
It's a feeling. It's a feeling. It's a energy.
Okay, well, I don't know how that shit works.
I'm selling. Oh,
it can't explain.
Public
it.
Service announcement. I'm selling energy. If you need to come up with a good song, bro, invite me to the studio, bro. I got to give me a couple hundred, hey, listen, and I'm going to make sure you come up with a good song.
Don't plug your shit.
Oh, my God.
Period.
So, okay. So you got tracks on there, obviously, with Pharrell. You got Miguel on there. Was there somebody that you wanted on the album that you didn't get a chance to, or maybe a track that, damn, we wanted what that motherfucker
Chris movie? Brown.
Yeah, we did.
Period. CB.
We wanted CB on it.
No, we also
CB
wanted
Absol.
And we wanted Snoop Dogg and Charlie Wilson to be on Last Kiss.
Charlie Wilson.
And he just posted that shit.
Yeah, well, look, we can't be on it now. I was playing.
Remix us, Big Dog. You know my little brother played on your football team, bro. Remix give us a remix.
Remix the fuck out of us.
That's dope, man.
You said Chris Brown? Yeah, that's what we did.
On House Party.
House Party.
And also, here's a fun fact. Shout out to Tina Marie's daughter, Aaliyah Rose.
You let the homie hit.
She's singing on that hook.
Let the homie hit.
It wasn't already. It was you let the homie hit.
Let the homie hit. Honestly, with our music.
Hold on. Y'all talking. Hold on.
Real quick. You said she sang on which one?
No. Tina Marie did on?
Yeah. On House Party?
But she was on our first album. That was my best friend.
Gotcha. And what you saying?
Like, that's my best friend. Sorry, she's been on our shit. But I'm just...
Tina Marie daughter. Tell her who we're talking about. Tina Marie daughter, Aaliyah Rose. Shout out. She sung on House Party.
Dope.
Shout out.
Yeah, dope, dope. And what were you saying? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, no, I said that's my best friend. So,
she sang on a lot of records. Yeah,
she was on our first record. Our first album. Like, you didn't even know.
Obviously, y'all record where y'all record, but is there any go-to... like inspiration that y'all always that it is mandatory every time.
It's really each other.
Family,
though.
Family, each other.
Weed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Gus and some weed. But
Cream got an uncle named Ann shit, and every time he tell me a story about Ann shit, I've come up with
something.
Wait. You're not gonna just blow past like you didn't just say that. He said you say he got an uncle named what?
And shit.
Because
all she said,
like
all,
a symbol all, and or no, spelled out.
All he said, like what the fuck? After everything he said, you know what I'm saying? And shit.
Oh, okay.
Man, I ain't doing shit and shit. Man, where you going and shit?
But like when uncle he tell me shit. A story about bro, I get inspired by that.
You hungry and shit.
Oh man,
he changed it to and stuff because he getting older.
I swear to you.
So how involved are you guys with the process outside the music in terms of the videos and the rollouts and other things like that?
Oh, I'm head on.
Jam is waking up every morning hitting the manager at 8 a.m. Calling his phone.
Hey, I can tell you annoying as a motherfucker, aren't you? Yeah.
Hey, but you gotta have that though.
Now, when you get the hello. As soon as you answer the phone, Jam.
I remember Jam was so mad.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what'd you say?
I got a funny story. I remember Jam. It's probably 5 a.m. We couldn't go to sleep. We waited up for the weed man.
No, we took two turns.
We took turns going to sleep.
He said for an hour, then I said for an hour.
Bro, to get some weed because we couldn't go to sleep. We couldn't go to sleep. Look, we're going to hit this nigga as soon as he 8 o'clock.
And we went to sleep at 6. You went to sleep at 6. I went to sleep at 7. I woke up and you was breaking down the kush.
What you learned about us? We burnt out. Me and Cream have stayed up just that long.
Hold up to
try to call Big Boy in the morning.
Oh yeah, y'all did.
We stayed up for 5 hours trying to call Big Boy.
We kept calling.
It kept going to the voicemail. We like, nah, ain't nobody there, bro. Ain't nobody. I'm convinced now. Don't nobody even answer the radio phone.
What's funny is this.
Right. Don't answer the phone. Head say fuck calls, huh? Head don't like calls.
Head ain't said nothing.
Head don't be fucking with none of y'all niggas.
Listen, man. Like, I don't got nothing. I don't. Hey, fuck
hello.
I don't got. Fuck you. Man, I don't got to answer your call. I feel you.
Nah, it ain't that. It's just, you know, it'd be a gang of motherfuckers calling.
Thousands and thousands.
Trying to hear all that.
Here's what you got
to
understand, okay? I'm going to address that.
How
right
do you
now,
filter it? Like,
listen to me. God damn it. Okay, people call the radio station, and it's early as fuck. Okay, right. It's early in the morning.
So
all right?
I'm already on.
Like, it's early, dog. Like, who the fuck?
It's up. Call it.
Why you got this much energy?
And not even. Why you got this much energy? You know what I'm saying? We're fucking. I forgot what the shit is called, but we're those people that we get energy from the sun. Okay.
Animal.
The sun is not even up yet. You up before the energy.
That's him, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's Kit.
That's him.
What the fuck? You ever change the channel with a remote with no batteries in it? Hell no. Because ain't no fucking energy.
I hate sunlight,
bro. So, okay. Thank you. So you a Pokemon.
I don't even
get up. The fuck are you talking about?
I don't even get hungry.
That's June.
You know what I'm saying? I eat Hadoukens and all that shit.
Nigga,
I eat all that.
I don't even get hungry until the sun go down.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, my point being, when people call the radio station, they be like, y'all never answer the phone. Do you think you the only motherfucker calling the radio station?
True.
Jeez, like, give me a fucking break, okay?
I think y'all be having pre-recorded shit going.
Negative.
We're going to bang y'all.
It's all lie.
You know what?
Bang nigga shit for hours.
You want to know?
No way. Okay. I can't get through for
this is what
6 hours.
I want you to do then. This is what I want
Somebody
you to do. I want
up.
You to call the radio station in the morning at 6 a.m. Call at 6:10. All right? And a matter of fact, I'm going to get your line. I'm going to hit you at 6:10. Oh, we can see who play. We can see who play these games. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call you niggas at 6 a.m.
You can't hit June at 11 a.m. Oh, shit. You can't hit June at 11 a.m.
If I get June before 11, I just tell him, unlock the door, unlock the door, unlock the door.
Please, 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 before you go to sleep. Hurry.
Man, you better hope somebody spent the night at my house.
It's a wrap.
All right, or else, bro.
You just don't. You're not good with the phone.
Nah.
You should just go back to pigeons or
smoke sticks.
Yeah, like.
Like we said about the parent shit.
Yeah.
When it's come to dad, if Cinco is at the house, June is up.
Oh,
I'm up. On point.
Feeding all that shit up.
As soon as no Cinco around.
I stopped smoking cigarettes when I was living with my son.
Damn.
As soon as bro moved out of town.
Bro, you're not supposed to smoke cigarettes anyway. You're not supposed to smoke cigarettes anyway. I hate motherfuckers who want credit
for shit
you're supposed
to do. But can't nobody stop me but my son.
Yeah,
can't nobody
stop me. Hey, you know what? I stopped at all the red lights on the way over
there. Like, if you want me to do anything, tell my son to tell me.
He'll do it.
Like, oh,
and
so
that's
you,
the only way that I'm going to stop.
So you that dad, you do the ice cream for breakfast and all that?
No,
he don't do him like that.
No,
he don't do him like that.
No?
We cereal for breakfast because you're going to pour your own cereal and you're going to get up for breakfast and I'm going to go back down. And then I'm gonna wake back up for lunchtime.
So how much sleep do you need?
I need like
June.
It depends what day.
Yeah,
it depends on what day of the week. For June,
I could go to sleep at 5 in the morning
I'm
and
going
wake
off
up
for 2 hours right
at
now.
Like 11, or I could go to sleep at 7 at night and wake up at 2 o'clock.
That's scary.
Right? Oh, how long have you stayed up at one period of time?
Coachella,
we don't go to sleep on Coachella. Friday to Sunday.
Rephrase the question.
3 days.
With no drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
We sleep.
And that was good.
So they're like, oh, no.
No, fuck that.
Hell no.
So
nigga,
I can imagine.
No drugs,
like,
niggas is KO.
What's tour life like, man?
I hate it.
Sickness.
Get the balls.
You gonna get sick on tour.
You say you always get sick on tour?
I always.
You seem like you stay sick.
I'm sick right now.
I know. Then you came here and shook my fucking hand.
I like the hour. I like the hour and a half that we at the venue, but everything else is like, well, and being in a hotel room sometimes, but for the most part, it ain't nothing but a whole bunch of this.
Right.
Yelling. I'm gonna lose my voice. I'm gonna get sick.
I'm a wild dude.
We gonna lose him. He's
in the next city.
I've lost.
He die line.
I have really like woke up like we had a show on Sunday. We go to a festival. We get there Friday. Lost my voice by Saturday, so I can't. To where they gotta do my whole verse.
You gotta Milli Vanilli your shit.
And that shit like
a bunch of times.
You shouldn't have got no bread from
change
the show.
Changed my life.
Hey.
Change. No. It got so serious. It didn't got so serious.
I'm starting some
this
bullshit.
Guy right here.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
guy right here. Nigga, our manager done did my whole verse.
Get the fuck out of
here. He did my whole verse. Perfect.
From the back.
Perfect. From the backstage. Oh, fuck your DJ.
Get the fuck out
of here. I loved him for that. I was like, bye.
How did you? Oh, shit.
That's why we got a rapper manager.
That's love, man. That's
why we got a rapper
but,
manager.
I mean,
he's a rapper
times
manager.
Like
before,
that.
I do want to bring that up. A lot of people don't know. You're not familiar with C-San. Like, and you guys talk about it in the documentary, too. Yeah. Like, you guys learned a lot from him, too. Yeah. While
my
coming
knee.
Up.
I wouldn't be doing music if it wasn't
crazy,
for C-San.
That's crazy, man.
Period.
When I was in college, bro, I used to have these CDs with all the L.A. niggas, like Fitzroy, Hassani, nigga, C-San, Casey.
Yeah.
Overdose. Yeah. Well, they wasn't overdose. They was Brett.
Wait, what was the name
again? Brett Bailey and Ken James.
Thank you. Bro, please.
Damn,
clarify that. Clarify that, bro. Clarify that, man.
You know? I like that government's out, though.
Nah, but yeah, right. Chris, we always told Chris, but when we were, like, getting more on and more on, like, once we were dropping more music and putting out videos and shit, we would tell him, like, it's coming. You're going to be our manager. Yeah. So I don't
still
know.
Still with it.
If y'all don't know, Calmatic that do our videos, he was
Calmatic.
A rapper, too.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't know that.
What?
I didn't know that. Spliff?
That was my favorite
Rolling
rapper.
Rolling down La
Brea. That was my favorite rapper.
Rolling down La Brea.
That was my favorite rapper.
Hey,
Like low key,
Calmatic was my favorite rapper.
Low hip hop, that was his name. And low key, remember he got put on Yahoo Music. Oh, that was like the most bill shit at the moment.
What was that album, the Lakers?
The 99 Lakers.
Fuck out of here.
LP. 99 Lakers. LP.
Corey Blunt was my favorite song, bro.
Wow. Look the project up. I guarantee you, it's still
on there, bro.
Still dope.
Give me the name of it.
He can rap.
It's called the 99 Lakers LP. My favorite rapper.
310 AC.
So okay, let me ask you this before, because we're gonna wrap up. Hold on. So do y'all fight over the aux cord?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and June. Me and June.
I'm gonna just give it to Jam.
Like most of the time we give it to.
They don't like my. They don't like my.
They gonna give it to who?
Okay, we give it to Jam most of the time.
Oh, you got it.
DJ. I used to DJ.
Jam is the best DJ.
I used to DJ.
Hold up. I'm a June DJ.
He'll throw his shit on.
Cream got the ratchet shit for you though.
So everybody got their own.
June has the most depth, but it's like, I'm not trying to fucking listen to John Mayer. Exactly. We on the way to that.
Trying to listen to Fall Out Boy.
John, what are you talking about? No, Fall Out Boy. So
we're going to hit you with two throw-offs.
So people, what do you listen to? Like, if there's a mix going on
the way to the club?
Yeah.
Grizzly Bear. Like, bro.
So you got the oldies.
And talk radio.
You got the Fall Out Boy shit. You know what I'm saying?
He a jukebox.
But you the shit that outlandish shit.
I got J.O. Felony and Fall Out Boy in the same road trip. Like,
you got the rap shit.
It's TK. Then Foster the People.
Get the fuck.
But that fuck with my core. That fuck with my core.
Wait. He said. With my core. No. He said. J.O. Felony and Fallout Boy.
And the same. Back to back.
But the fuck
back to back, though.
That's some bullshit.
And niggas.
Straight bullshit. Hey. That's why we always take the core. Nigga, give us the core.
You know how hard J.O. Felony be getting on.
He make you hate both songs.
How did
you
hate both songs?
Yeah. Back in the day, if I was Kane Cut, I would have been tripping.
All right. So look, oldies. You know what I'm saying? Fallout Boy.
Who has depth?
Depth.
Ratchet.
All of them.
All just mix that.
He's car. Jam is car.
Wait, so you know how to sequence it then?
I know what they like.
Jam is car.
He going to give you some shit that you're going to dance to. Uh-huh. And then he gonna hit us with one of our shit that we gonna like. Then he gonna be like, and then he gonna switch.
I always play our shit too.
So we all got our own music we like. But I say he is the best DJ.
All right, that's cool. So
you need something like Jam is DJing. I'm bartending. I got my bartender's license.
I'm a DJ for 30 minutes on Jam set.
Yeah, he always.
So what's one thing that people don't know about Overdose? So out of all the interviews you guys done, out of all the shows and things of that nature, what's one thing? Because, again, first thing, I didn't not to knock you or anything. I didn't know you went to college. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying?
He thought you was a dumb nigga is what he's saying. I thought he was a fucking idiot.
That's what
he looked like one of the fuckboy niggas.
I didn't know you went to ASU. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what's one thing that people don't know, whether it's individually or collectively as a group? That's one thing that people don't know.
People know, but they don't know that we just like some cool dudes. Like we some cool type of guys. Like
we know
some,
that.
Like we green.
Niggas know that.
I don't know. I really don't know. Y'all know.
No. A lot of people don't think like we green, but they think like.
No, we know all of that shit. I'm saying
they know that.
Which one of y'all want to be?
They don't. Y'all know that.
Well, what else, Don?
Which one of y'all want to be a woman?
They don't know. Then.
Surprise us.
They don't know. What'd he say?
I said, which one of y'all want to be a woman when you turn 45?
No. It ain't
when
no
you turn 45, which one of y'all want to be a woman?
No. It ain't no secret. It ain't none of that in our shit.
No, we not catwalk.
We don't even fuck with bub niggas.
Nah, we don't.
Hold on, John.
Hold on.
He like cut.
Slow down.
Let me clear it up.
We mess with gay people. If you gay, you gay. But we don't mess with the bubble niggas. Like, the bubble niggas, like, that's...
Bubble is different.
Like, bubble is, like...
If you don't know who you are,
like, you don't know who you are. So we're not going to fuck with
you.
If you don't know who you are,
that's respectable.
We're not going to fuck with you.
I fuck with that.
Because it's like, you playing both sides of the field.
Yeah. Right, respectable.
So it's like, okay.
Like, you hood hopping.
You hood hopping, yeah. All right, so no, what we're saying is, like, which one of y'all got the fire pasta recipe or, like...
No, fuck that.
June gonna say he the best cook, but
Pete, you're not the best cook. No.
I know you're not about to lead me with you the best cook. Bro, I know you're not about to set that up with you the best cook.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Jam got you. Jam got you.
I ain't gonna lie.
What?
I ain't gonna lie.
You can warm some shit up.
I feel like I'm the best cook.
You can warm?
No.
I feel
like I'm
no,
the best
John,
coach,
but
niggas about to take the fade over the fucking
I think I couldn't make better.
Okay, so ask these niggas. Ask these niggas how they was eating when we was in the back of the house.
The smoothie?
No. I was cooking shit.
Okay, so look. I'm gonna break it down. I'm gonna keep the
tell P like, bro, you don't season
the smoothie.
P was warming up the Tyson shit. We wasn't warming up the Tyson shit.
Man, P had a nigga when I first
you
met
the fuck
P,
out of him, no, P.
When I first you can met make a smoothie. P, he had a chicken pot pie that didn't expire until this year.
Yo, did you know this shit just turned into the Maury show right now?
He can make a smoothie.
He was like, I'm not the father. What? Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Get very mad.
That's my nose, bitch.
No. Fuck that.
They know they be hating on my cooking.
Jeff said, you know how to warm some shit up or make a smoothie, bro.
I'll give him this.
He said, Popeyes and smoothie.
He can cook, but he can't season.
Okay.
So like
we niggas. We niggas. We like flavor.
I like flavor.
We like flavor. Niggas like flavor. Nothing.
I hate salt. I love flavor.
So cream can cook. It's too much.
What? I can't cook.
No. Cream should just be too much.
I can't cook.
Hey, ain't gonna be no overdose in a week.
Cream made a burger this big.
This big.
That's when I was ghetto.
What the fuck? Cream burgers be this big.
Armando burger.
Bro can get out. Bro really like right, if it had to go down. Right if we having a barbecue, right. If we having a barbecue, I'ma season. If we was having a barbecue,
okay,
I would be seasoning.
No, I'm collabing.
I would ask Cream like, am I like, what's this look like?
All right.
And then Jam is watching the meat. Damn. Like he watching, like he cooking.
He watching the meat.
He's nowhere in the mix.
Yeah, he's not in the mix, but I burn shit. Okay, I'm a burner.
So who
like
let him cook?
That was great. Thank you. We got the content. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it.
I knew coming up here, y'all was going to start some shit, bro. Hey, dude, I'm not. One more question.
Look.
Y'all like my pants?
Hell no.
All right, next time I see y'all, I'm going to make y'all mad. I'm going to wear my cowhide.
All that shit.
My cowhide bell bottom.
So, look, the album is out right now, right? 2008. I'm going to grab that, support that. You know what I'm saying? This is when people say this is what LA sounds like, this is what LA sounds like, this is what LA looks like. Like, this is the core to who
some
you are,
right? Part of LA. We ain't all LA. All right,
but look, the Porsche LA, whatever. Fuck.
Everybody got their own,
shit,
cool.
Right?
What can we expect? More videos, tours, everything. We probably do a movie. I'm gonna put it in the universe. I want us to do a movie with Calmatic and DJ Pooh. We've been posing to do a movie for a long time,
and it's getting to the point where I'm about to have to be the like cameraman.
You broke the camera, shoot the
district. We had insurance. Hey, Chris, hold on.
These are tour bus conversations. It's white people watching right now.
Hey,
we ain't never coming back into this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
We already knew when we got to y'all, bro. This is family, man.
Yeah.
So we already knew it was going to get down. It was going to get down.
They can find the album everywhere. It's just going to support that, man. We appreciate y'all always coming through, man.
Hey, man, we love y'all, man. For real.
Kent, man, much love to all y'all, man.
Hilarious.
Homegrown Radio, Overdose, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
West Coast.
About.
Yeah. West y'all.